This is by no means going to be a deep dive into limitation. Obviously, 30 minutes is not enough of that, but it's more of a practical considerations to take into account when filing pleadings and preparing pleadings that for a limitation. Limitation has been around a long time, since it was initially enacted in 1851, and with very little change. And it was initially enacted in order to put American shipping on an even keel with foreign shipping, primarily Great Britain. It has come under attack lately, particularly since the casualties involving the Deepwater Horizon and the Conception out of California, where the dive boat sank and killed 33 people. There's been a hue and cry to either get rid of the Limitation Act in its entirety, or at least carve out personal injury and death claims from being able to be limited by a ship owner. Those, so far anyway, those attempts have fallen on deaf ears to a certain extent in Congress, and the Limitation Act is still with us. Limitation Act is a way for a ship owner to bring all claims made against them into a concursus proceeding, and to seek limitation to the of any liability to the value of the vessel or and its pending freight. It is a good tool. I'm sure the plaintiff bar doesn't like to hear this, but it is an excellent tool on behalf of the defense bar, on behalf of its ship owner clients, to use in defense of those types of claims. Now, again, I'm not going to go into a deep dive. You know, I'm going to get to the pleadings in a moment, but we need to take a look at who's protected by the Limitation Act. And of course, that would be any owner of any vessel, whether American or foreign. It could either be an individual or a corporation, obviously. The Limitation Act doesn't define what an owner is, except to say, and the jurisprudence has basically said, you need to interpret it in its broadest sense as to what is it considered an owner. The Limitation Act does, however, under 30501, specifically identifies and includes charterers as an owner that is to be protected under the Limitation Act. But not all charterers. Mostly, it's going to be bareboat and demise charterers will be protected under the Limitation Act. Now, the next question is, what is the vessel under the Limitation Act that's going to be protected? Again, the Limitation Act does not define what a vessel is, and so what the courts have done in limitation cases have borrowed from jurisprudence in defining what a vessel is. And so, as we all know, what is considered a vessel has, and the definition of what is considered a vessel has been broadened, and the Limitation Act limitation courts have availed themselves of those broad definition of vessels, and have included both pleasure craft as well as commercial vessels in as being protected under the Act. Matt was saying today, you know, we've got jet skis, houseboats, power boats, barges. All those types of vessels have been the subject of limitation, and have been considered vessels for the subject of limitation. As far as claims go, it's pretty much any claim that you could make against a vessel in rem or an owner in personam, or claims that would be included under the Act as that are limitable. They could be personal injuries, deaths, fire, collisions, elisions, sinking, salvage, lost cargo. Section 30505 allows for limitation of any act or matter, loss, damage, or forfeiture done, occasioned, or incurred without the privity and knowledge of the ship owner. So that's a pretty broad range, and the courts have allowed most, if not all, claims to be limited under the Act. There are some that aren't. One is the you can't limit wages to a seaman. You can't limit maintenance and cure obligations. You can't limit any environmental claims under the Oil Pollution Act of 1990 or the Clean Water Act or the Park Restoration Act. Those have been specifically carved out from being limited.